Trump attorney's money trail.
Was he paid by a company linked to a Russian billionaire?
Secretary of State in North Korea.
Could three Americans be freed?
Digging for answers in a cold case.
This might be the last best chance.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. The attorney for Stormy Daniels is offering up new information that raises more troubling questions about President Trump's longtime personal lawyer. CBS's Jeff Pagaz is in Washington.
Attorney Michael Avenatti claims that from October 2016 to January of this year, Michael Cohen's firm, Essential Consultants LLC, engaged in suspicious financial transactions totaling nearly $4.5 million. Those transactions, he says, included roughly $500,000 from Russian oligarch Viktor Vekselberg through the U.S. company Columbus Nova. Cohen created Essential Consultants in October of 2016 and used it to wire $130,000 in hush money to Stormy Daniels. Columbus Nova told us the claim that Viktor Vekselberg was involved in or provided any funding for Columbus Nova's engagement of Michael Cohen is patently untrue. Former federal prosecutor Jennifer Rogers says Cohen could spend decades in prison if the payments are found to be illegal.
He could face bank fraud. And also, if he really is taking money from someone he knows to be Russian, then he's possibly acting as a foreign agent.
Well, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in North Korea, raising hopes that freedom could come soon for three Americans held there. Reporter Jason Strother is in South Korea.
Pompeo said that no promises have been made, but it would be a great gesture if ruler Kim Jong-un turns the three detained U.S. citizens over. A South Korean government official told reporters in Seoul that the three men will be returned, and details for the upcoming summit between President Trump and ruler Kim will be finalized during Pompeo's visit.
Well, Iran's parliament wasted no time reacting to President Trump's decision to pull the U.S. out of the West's nuclear deal with Tehran. Lawmakers chanted death to America and burned paper American flags. Iran's leader has warned uranium enrichment might start soon. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is in Tehran.
President Hassan Rouhani said pulling out of the deal had damaged America's credibility. But crucially, he said that as far as Iran is concerned, the nuclear deal is not yet dead. Iran, he said, will try with the other five signatories to make the agreement work, minus the United States.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House. Even though backers said the deal was working, the president argues it was defective at its core, not punishing Iran for its malign activities across the Middle East.
It's continuing support for terrorism, its military activities in the Middle East.
National Security Advisor John Bolton was on CBS this morning.
The theories of President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry was that the nuclear deal, by satisfying Iran, by releasing billions of dollars of economic resources, would change Iran's overall behavior across the region. It's had exactly the opposite effect.
Now, Mr. Trump says he'll impose the highest level of economic sanctions to pressure Iran into a new round of talks. Steve?
A Senate committee opens confirmation hearings this morning for President Trump's pick to head the CIA. CBS's Cammie McCormick says front and center are questions about Gina Haspel's links to harsh interrogation programs after 9/11.
Haspel has been meeting with lawmakers ahead of this hearing to address their concerns, but at least one top Democrat wants more records of her involvement in the interrogation program declassified. The issue has been such a sticking point that Haspel offered to withdraw her nomination. The CIA has been supportive of Haspel to the point where one senator has questioned the use of its resources to promote her nomination.
Well, Don Blankenship's bid to win a Republican Senate primary in West Virginia failed. The coal mining executive who spent a year in prison finished third. State Attorney General Patrick Morrissey won the contest.
I'd also like to recognize President Trump for weighing in this race. Your tweet was huge.
He will face the incumbent Democrat Joe Manchin. In Indiana, Vice President Pence's brother Greg won a GOP congressional primary.
Now it's time to take this momentum and our message to the general election and win with your support.
And Indiana businessman Mike Braun defeated two sitting congressmen to win the Republican Senate primary. In Hawaii, new evacuations have been ordered in an area where two new vents are belching dangerous gases not far from where the lava from the Kilauea volcano is into streets and backyards. CBS's Carter Evans.
Members of the Hawaii Army National Guard wore gas masks to measure the area's sulfur dioxide levels, which are still dangerously high.
The air quality there is well above what we would allow. We would not make a recommendation for the public to be in that area.
Emergency management sent out a cell phone alert last night, warning any stragglers to leave immediately.
Excavation crews are resuming work this morning in a wooded area northeast of Detroit in the search for the remains of 12-year-old Kimberly Lucas and up to six other girls who've been missing for decades. Lucas's sister Kathy wants closure.
These last couple of days has really been, I hope, going to make all the difference in this, that we find out what happened.
Information from a convicted murderer has sparked the new search. The Mormon Church says it will sever all ties with the Boy Scouts by the end of the year. Here's CBS's Vicki Barker.
The Mormons had already pulled nearly 200,000 teenaged boys out of the Scout movement last year. Now they say the 400,000 remaining will go too. The Scouts' decisions to allow gay troop leaders and to admit girls apparently incompatible with Mormon teachings, so the church is starting its own gospel-based organization. Scouting has always been huge among Mormons, and this divorce will deprive the Boy Scouts of nearly 20% of their current membership.
We go north of the border now to Toronto for a big night in baseball. No-hitter.
Paxton has done it! It's a no-hitter! The left-hander from Ladish, British Columbia, has just no-hit the Blue Jays on his native soil!
The call on the Mariners network as Seattle's James Paxton blanked Toronto 5-0. He's the second Canadian to toss a no-hitter in the big leagues. Dick Fowler did it in 1945, and it's the third no-hitter this season. In Denver, smoke filled the cabin of a Delta flight that had just landed from Detroit last night. There were some minor injuries during the evacuation. An influential panel of health experts is out with new prostate screening recommendations. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
In 2012, they said, don't do the PSA blood test to look for prostate cancer because the risks outweigh the benefits. Now they're doing an about-face, and they're saying for men ages 55 to 69, think about it. Talk to your doctor about it.
In the messy battle over Charles Manson's estate, one man who claims to be his son has dropped out, and another showed up too late for a court hearing. It could narrow the field to a purported grandson and a pen pal of Manson. Manson was serving life for orchestrating a string of murders and died at 83 last November. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Wednesday, the 9th of May. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.